Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Well, it is Wednesday. That means Steve Hawk is here, which makes them Hawk Topics. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Mr. Hawk.
Hello.
It was very nice of you to be excited to see Kevin in studio. That was great. Appreciated
Super
that.
Super excited.
Yeah, that felt good. You gave me a little hug, and I do appreciate it. Yeah.
Got it, big man. Yeah. I love you.
Love that. Well, that's awesome. And you guys actually went to, you went to college?
Yeah,
together?
We've known each other a few days.
Yeah. So about 10 years ago? Right?
Yep. Ah, wow. Isn't that wild?
Just 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spinning records just 10 years ago.
Some 35 years ago.
Yeah, no, it was actual turntables. We're that old.
They were, yeah. They were. Turntables.
You've seen the evolution of radio, basically.
I certainly have.
Turntables to basically carts, which are like 8-tracks.
Somebody was asking me from the a younger generation in radio. He's been in radio for a very long time. And he was asking me the other day how to start a record without it going.
We used to call that wowing a record. Which
I mean, there's all sorts of terms and stuff for it. And I was looking at him and thought, I'm old.
Yeah. You're well, that's pretty easy.
I'm old. I thought everybody in this building knew how to do that.
I can either cue it or I can use a flying turntable, whichever you'd prefer.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, it is weird how in the other DJ world, like the mobile DJ world, it was everybody was on vinyl, and then everybody slowly went to CDs or whatever, and then everybody went to computers and MP3s and these fancy controllers and the whole deal. And now it's such a craze that everybody, not everybody, but a lot of guys are going back to vinyl.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. It's just like, okay, I guess vinyl's cool again.
What is old? Did you save new again?
Did you save any of those turntables?
No.
Darn it.
No, I didn't. And I don't, I will not be going to the vinyl.
You're not
going to
go chicky, chicky, chicky. No. You're not going back to them?
No, unfortunately, I will not.
Look, it's a lot of work and a lot of stuff to carry. You know, it's like a lot of equipment, is it not? As opposed to what you have?
I mean, now it's not too bad, but I mean, because let's be real, most of the vinyl that people are playing is just a vinyl that controls your computer.
Got it.
So your songs are still MP3s
on
the computer.
I would hope
but you just get the feel of mixing and scratching on real vinyl.
And you look cool.
Yeah. Oh, they
look cool. Man. Hey, look at him with his turntables.
Real quick, apparently there's a couple reports here recently. The fog has gotten so much worse that visibility is way, way down to virtually zero in some places.
I tell you what, I came in early like you guys around in the 5 o'clock hour driving through town, took a break, went into some meetings, came back out at 8. Yeah, completely different.
Yeah, like it's gotten way worse.
Way worse.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. So it was pretty thick earlier, but now I guess it's going to be, and they've also extended the warning to like noon. I'm sure you probably got it on your phone, but yeah, so anyway, very thick in some places, so be smart, be safe out there. Steve, you know, speaking of old school, what do you think is too much to pay for a concert ticket? I mean, like now let's just assume that it's somebody
tough.
You kind of really want to go see.
Yeah.
I don't want the bucket list guy because I feel like that takes the price really high. This is somebody who like, hey, we'd like to go see this act. It's not the end of the world if we don't, but we want to go and I'm willing to pay blank.
Let's just make it easy and quick and say $100
a ticket.
But it would have to be somebody, and I don't want to say bucket list, but I've spent that, and it was years ago.
Because like bucket list, you're probably going to go $250?
Yeah, it might be. It's going to be way up there. That's what I mean. This was $100 a ticket, and it was years ago, so prices have been inflated.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's anybody out there. And that's why I kind of grimace on this whole thing. I'm a little jaded being in this business. There's nobody out there that I'm
that's
the
problem.
That doesn't happen with me.
Yeah, that is an issue.
Well, when you are in radio, you do get spoiled because we never pay for tickets. And so it is
and you could see as many as 20 in a year, Kevin. So therefore you do get jaded because you're like, at some point you just get to the point where like, it's just another concert. And I know that's obviously a problem a lot of people would like to have.
I know. It really is. And that's why I hate to even say it.
Yeah. What did that guy pay for the GU tickets against Baylor?
$400 a ticket and then some fees and stuff. It was right at 1,000, I think, by the time it was said and done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's a lot. And so, I would just say, you know what? How about 100? Because if you're more than that, if you're charging me more than $100 to see your show, I don't think I need to see it.
Yeah, I think that would be maybe
a
breaking point.
So, but how about 100 or less? You know, it's probably going to be a big
150, 200 bucks a ticket?
At least. Yeah. At least.
Okay.
Well, you're not looking at that.
I'm not looking.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, right.
He said, why don't you just take care of hotels? All right. We're staying at La Quinta up in Tukwila.
$79. You had that too ready. That's been a go-to.
That thing's booked.
I feel like that was one of those things you don't normally say. You don't want people to know about it.
You shouldn't have said anything.
But I'm guessing there's also always rooms available.
Yeah. It's up by the airport. There's always rooms available.
Probably bring your pet, right?
At Tukwila, you bring anything you want.
What in the world?
And then you just take mass transit into town.
Absolutely. It's $3.50 round trip. You just jump on that light rail and get to the game.
That's a great one. Tukwila with the shout out. My bad for not giving the bell ring.
Love it.
Gosh, that went fast. Are you ready for round two here in a
Please.
Minute?
Please.
Hang out? All right, thank you.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You don't want to eat a bunch of chili and then drive 21 hours.
No, that's not good.
Seems silly.
Yeah, so you can't do that.
Kevin James.
Okay.
I mean, you could if you want to drive alone.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round two with our buddy Steve Hawk. He's entered the studio, which makes it Hawk Topics.
Hi.
Kevin, you want to kick off round number two?
Yes, I do.
Hi.
Steve, you're probably familiar with the Geico Gecko.
Yes, I am.
It's been around for a while.
Yep.
1899.
Oh, boy.
1899?
No, 1899.
Like, oh, wow. That's with one old lizard.
And the reason they even came up with it was because there was a strike, an actor's strike, and they were like, well, we need to get these commercials done, and we don't have an actor.
Well, that's hilarious.
Let's make something, and they make the little gecko.
That's hilarious.
And now that has been a popular campaign for so many years.
Advertising is wonderful.
And then
you think about it, because you go, okay, but then Geico did all the other commercials with, you know, the caveman and all the other stuff. But they still leave the gecko as a big part of it.
Yeah, as they should.
So I'm just trying to think, like, what are the other mascots like that or something where it's like, okay, those have really just lasted forever. Tony the Tiger was one I thought of.
That's a good one.
They're great. Which, by the way, shout out Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
My granddaughter.
Wow.
There we go. Hold on, I'm excited.
Easy now.
Woo. Yeah, I am excited. My granddaughter walked into my room the other day and she said, "Papa, can you help me get this open?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I was looking to see what it was, and it was a cereal bag inside the box that was not coming open right.
Got it.
And I was like, sure. So I opened it up and I go, what do you got there? Cinnamon Frosted Flakes.
Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Wow. So cinnamon.
Basically Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Just in a flake.
But like a little different in a Frosted Flake.
Yeah, yeah.
They were delicious.
I might have to try that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Had never seen those.
Yeah, I haven't even heard of that, but I'll do that. I'll try that.
Comment on that and then I can come over. You can open the bag for me.
Yeah.
I feel like the Energizer Bunny's been around a minute.
Oh my gosh, Jay.
Good call. Good call.
I don't know how long, but like M&M's and the Energizer Bunny, and I'm trying to think of.
So did the Fruit of the Loom fruits go away?
I think they went away.
They went away too.
The Kool-Aid, they were around
Kool-Aid
for a
guy's
long time.
Gone too.
Ooh, Kool-Aid guy's a great one.
Oh man. Oh no.
And so's Mr. Clean, right? He went away?
No, he's still around.
Is he? Oh, he just changed a little or something.
I think
he's
real now.
It's a real dude.
Yeah, it's a dude. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah. Colonel Sanders.
That's a great one. Colonel Sanders is a good one, too, because they keep reinventing it.
That's been interesting the way they did that.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, they were just like, we're going to have everybody play Colonel Sanders.
Remember when Reba was Colonel Sanders?
Yes.
That was hilarious. Yeah. It was just like so funny. I was like, what? Okay, I like it. Those are pretty iconic ones. Did we forget anybody?
Oh, I'm sure we did.
Yeah.
We can't say them.
Yeah, not
Toucan
bad.
Sam's a good one, yeah. Did you say the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Ooh, that's a good one,
no,
too.
No, wow. He has been around forever.
Is he still in that thing?
I don't know.
I don't think he's still in the game.
Or is that offensive?
I think Michelin Man's gone, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, we can't.
Chester Cheetah?
We wouldn't want to offend anybody that looks like a tire.
That's so true.
I look like a tire, but I'm not offended by the Michelin Man.
He's like,
I look like a stack of tires. Yeah. You know, some are 16, some are 22.
I also don't realize, is Mr. Peanut still around, or do we offend people who look like a peanut? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chester Cheetah was a good one, too, because that 1986 is when it started.
Okay, oh, wow. Yeah, it's way longer than I thought.
Yeah, that.
And the Pringles one, too, because who's doing the Pringles guy? Because he opens his phone he puts the Pringles guy up to his phone and it opens it up.
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
Gosh, I got to find that.
Is this like a dude with the glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that now.
Yeah, he does. I mean, who is it? Is it Chris Pratt? I think it's Chris Pratt with a mustache. And he holds the Pringles guy up to his phone and it unlocks his phone. Because supposedly he looks so much alike. Hmm. So yeah, I guess he's still around.
Well, you know, those things make advertising more fun, and they draw attention to it, and then I buy them. Win, win, win.
Exactly.
Really is.
No kidding.
Mr. Peanut has been around for a minute, Jay, and it looks like Mr. Peanut is still got maybe a little makeover here or there, but it looks like Mr. Peanut is still being used in their advertising.
Well, Smokey the Bear still does, too, because I just saw a commercial like 2 days ago with it.
Is he still saying the same thing?
He doesn't say only. He says wildfires now. Remember, it used to be only you can prevent forest fires. Now it's wildfires.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Okay. It is. Yeah, it's the same slogan. But also Lucky Charms guy, the leprechaun.
Oh yeah.
Or Snap Crackle Pop.
I feel like there's a lot of cereals like Captain Crunch.
They really do.
Captain Crunch. Yeah. Now we're into that.
Well, it makes sense because you're marketing to kids. Why would you not have some fun little characters?
Yeah, like the Trix Rabbit.
Oh, good one.
Like a big old jolly man made out of tires.
Very offensive, yeah. Steve, do you have a Mr. Hawk, I should say. I apologize for not the official addressing. Do you have a favorite work snack these days?
Yeah, you know, I think I do.
What is it?
Sunflower seeds.
Oh, nice.
And the reason.
Shelled or no?
Yes.
Okay, so it's less messy.
This started...
No, not shell. They're in the shell.
They're in the shell. Yeah, okay, the shell. Okay, wow.
So this started, I got to imagine, with your son's baseball season.
No, you know what it is it all didn't? About? No, it's all about I want to eat different things. And normally I would have like a bag of those pretzel twists. The new ones, the dits or dots or the
dips?
What is the name
they're
of
definitely
them?
Called dots.
Oh, dots, you mean?
Dots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, those are great.
They have a new Southwestern flavor. It comes in the blue bag. I love the red bag, but I also like the blue bag.
Yeah, those
And there's a Parmesan garlic in the green bag. And it's like, so.
Oh, wow.
I fell in love with those things, and I was eating way too many of them.
Sure.
And so I decided, okay, I want to be snacking on something nonstop, putting something in my mouth while I'm sitting there. How about sunflower seeds?
That's great. Yeah, way better choice.
Less carbs by far.
Okay.
Than pretzel after pretzel after pretzel.
And your method of sunflower seed eating is what? Handful?
Nope.
Because that's too much?
Yep. I like to break open the seed with my teeth.
Yep.
And then eat the seed.
And then
break open the shell with my teeth and then eat the seed.
Absolutely. Now, and then you dispose of the shell how?
Garbage is sitting right next to me.
Hand or just?
Hand.
Really?
Yeah.
So you remove the shell with your fingers.
Wet fingers. Wipe them on my pants.
That's what I'm wondering. See, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm not sharing sunflower seeds with you anymore.
You don't need to because I wasn't going to ask you to.
Yeah. All
right.
Or pants for that matter.
I don't want to share with you.
I'm not going to share your pants either. They've got your saliva all over
them. Exactly.
Yeah. I'd say, gosh, and it's also one you probably don't eat at home.
Not really, no, because it is kind of messy. Yeah. That's why I do it at work.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Because normally...
Somebody's going to come in and clean this up.
I don't know. Are sunflower seeds normally an indoor snack?
No, I don't think so.
Not really.
Not at all.
No.
I don't even like to eat them when I'm on the road, because then when you spit them out the window, they're just stuck to your car.
You don't use a cup?
No.
Yeah, I just like an empty bottle to spit them in.
My wife does that at the ball game because she doesn't want to leave sunflower seeds on the grass.
I've seen
people
that.
Those. Yeah. So she has a cup or a bag or some sort of disposal, and I have a...
I'm going to tell you that I was at it wasn't the most recent one, but I was at a football game, outdoor stadium, you get it.
Yep.
And I felt bad because there were people all around me who were not doing that. They were like keeping their seeds like together to go throw in the trash can. I was like, what?
And then you look like the outcast.
I felt like a complete jerk then because I'm like, don't we just put them on the ground? And they're like, no.
What are you doing?
What, do you throw your Kleenex on the ground after you blow your nose? I'm like, well, no.
Can somebody come clean all of these up?
But the birds don't eat the Kleenex. Right. I mean, am I supposed to be better than that? I don't know what standard I'm being held to here, but I don't like it.
It's like peanuts at a baseball game. I think they're supposed to be on the ground.
Yeah. That's why I eat the shell.
I've done it. I don't feel bad
for those people that have to come through when the game's over. You know how hard it is to clean the stands?
Once you eat one peanut in the shell, you're like,
you're hooked.
These are pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think so. No.
Oh, come on.
Well, you also don't eat very many of them because of that, though, do you? Wouldn't that lessen the amount of peanut?
No. Yeah. I will sit there and eat that whole bag.
Oh, that's
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
During a game? Absolutely.
This is insane.
Yeah. I can easily eat that. And I eat most of the shells. I mean, there may be a time or two that I'll get rid of the shell because it's burned or whatever.
Sure, yeah. Right.
Or you grab one of those and it's like, hey, there's no peanut in here. It's just an open shell. I'm not going to put that in my mouth. I don't need it. There's no prize.
If you were to spit the shell out, would you? If you were to spit the shell out, do you still put it in your mouth?
Yeah, I suck on them. Suck the salt out.
Yes, thank you. Yeah,
absolutely.
There we go.
Suck the dirt off those peanut shells. Hey, it's Georgia dirt. It's good.
It's all good.
Oh,
yes.
Gross.
Oh, this is great.
No, it's not.
I love it. Hawk, thanks for being here, buddy. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Satan has $1 bill, one quarter, and two pennies. But how much money does he have?
Kevin James.
Jay broke.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Always good to see Steve Hawk, fun person to have around the studio.
Oh, yes.
Love that. He's a good dude. We got to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot right this very second. So let's do it. We can give away some money. I'm hoping to give away money anyway. Morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well.
Have you been out and about today?
No, I'm waiting for a repairman.
Oh, boy.
But they're stuck in Liberty Lake, I guess.
Because of another job or?
Because of traffic, I guess.
Boy, the fog's been terrible this morning. And I don't know if that has led to accidents or not, but I know the fog warning was supposed to be till 9, then they extended it to noon, and it got to be very, well, some people, Kevin, would call it dense. Thank you for the charity laugh there, Ashley. Appreciated that one. Ashley, let's play a little game we like to call the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot.
I'm sorry.
All right, Ashley, the only rules or clues, as you will, there is no sense. It's all round dollar figures, and I'm going to tell you right now, the jackpot is greater than $399.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
So, Ashley, if you get it right, you get the dough. What do you think the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot is at right this very second?
423.
423?
Yes.
Okay, 423.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
We're looking for 423 so Ashley can have some money.
$499.
Whoa!
Oh, holy big jump.
Wow. Went up $100. Holy smokes. Wow. Bad news for Ashley, unfortunately, but great news for everybody, including Ashley, in the aspect that come 3:30 this afternoon, our buddy Jim Diamond's going to have a jackpot worth more than $499. Ashley, thanks for playing, okay?
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye. Hope your repairman makes it there.
Dang. $499.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Jim Diamond will play at 3:30 and then again at 5:30 if needed, if we don't have a 3:30 winner. And again, the jackpot will be more than $499 coming up this afternoon.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Okay, Kev.
This one really has no reason why or anything. It was just a funny story that I saw on the internet, and I thought, I am going to share that. It is about legendary actor Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
And him working on a movie set with Jonah Hill. And Jonah tells a little story about what it was like.
About 10 years ago,
I did a film with Morgan Freeman. He didn't talk to me the entire time, like in between takes, right? And then at the end of the third day, he just turns to me and he goes, Jonah, Jonah, Babona, Banana, Fana, Fafona, me, ma, Momona, Jonah. And I just didn't know what to say, so I just said, thank you. It was quiet again, and then he said, do me. I was like, what? I was like, do my name. And I was like, do your name? And he's like, yeah, do my name. And I was like, Morgan, Morgan, Bo Borgen, Bo Borgen, me, my, Mo Morgan, Morgan. He went, all right. And then we never spoke again.
There's no way. That's hilarious. That is so funny. Do me.
Do me. Yeah. Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Yeah, he's like, I don't really like small talk, but I do like this fun game.
Funny, yeah. You know, well, let's just have some fun here and then get back to work.
Right, yeah. I just, that was weird. They had a Morgan Freeman. I just saw, I walked through the room last night. My wife had just turned the TV on and London Has Fallen was on.
Oh, okay.
And he's in that. And it was, yes, so it was the first thing I saw was his face. And that was weird. That happened to be, this is one of those weird coincidences where you're like, what? What are the chances that I would see that movie with Morgan Freeman, and then you would have a clip with Morgan Freeman? Weird.
You know, sometimes things just align.
Yeah, it was like, Jay, who were you talking about the other day, and then they texted you? That was a
Drew Baldridge.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking about Drew Baldridge, that he was going to call, and then he didn't call. And so it was one of those deals where the date was messed up, so we didn't talk to him. And I'm like, yeah, you know, like Drew Baldridge, you know, we didn't talk about it on the air, which was good because, you know, he ended up not calling that day, so it was actually good. And as I said that to Steve, sitting in the office, I looked at my phone, and there was a text from Drew Baldridge.
Yeah, that is weird. That is weird when that happens.
And I was like, I go, and I mean, that one actually freaked me out because it was very random. It wasn't like it was a product, yeah. You know, where you're like, oh, I sure could use a flashlight in the shape of a watermelon, and then you're like, boom, you get an ad for it, which I wouldn't mind, actually. No. But a specific person, as random as Drew Baldridge, and then to have him text was insane.
Yeah, very strange.
He just said, hey, I was listening to your conversation. Really sorry about not calling the other day. Hope we can still be friends.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sure that's what he said.
So
something like that.
Also, look at this. I just got this up on my Facebook page. It's a flashlight that looks like a watermelon.
No, it is not.
No, you're right.
Unbelievable.
That would be cool.
It would be great.
Although not, I mean, just not too easy to carry.
No, but you could set it down and it would probably be super bright, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
Although I have this flashlight now, Kevin. It's about...
What they do with flashlights now is ridiculous.
Half the size of this water bottle?
Yeah, they can make things so small that are so bright.
Oh my God, it's my favorite thing ever because the corner of my backyard kind of is out quite a ways.
Yeah.
And sometimes the dogs will be out there and I'll hear, burr, 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 and I'm like, what is the deal? And I'll grab that light and it's like, boom.
Spotlight. Yeah, those are impressive.
Oh, it's my favorite. I just light up the whole backyard and man, it's a great thing. Whoever made that, good for you. No, good for me, but I mean, thank you, I should say.
Yeah.
Do you
a cool invention.
Do you like flashlights?
I do.
Do you have any?
I don't.
Should I get you? I'm trying to think of ideas for Christmas.
I mean, I have a few around the house somewhere.
Steve, I think people who like flashlights really like flashlights.
Oh, yes.
Like, there's a certain kind of person who just, I mean, they'll have one in their vehicle. They'll have one that's pocket sized. Yep. They'll have, you know, it's just, they love themselves some flashlights.
They are handy. All you need to do is get in one situation where you needed one and you don't have one, and then you'll become a flashlight guy.
That's right. And even though you have a flashlight in your phone, it's okay.
Yeah.
For like up close stuff.
Yes.
But man,
it'll do in a pinch, but it's not.
It does. If you know, you want to do the thing, if you want to do, hey, phone people, you want to make something cool. I mean, you did great with the camera. I'll give you credit. The cameras are amazing now.
They are.
There's a lot of cool stuff with it. Oh, it has AI and all this stuff. Bro, give me a flashlight What is it? What do they call it, Kevin? Candle power?
Yeah, million candle watt.
Give me power. That. Give me that one on your flashlight. Wow. Boom, on your phone. And you're like, your whole backyard lights up. It Let's go. Cool. And it's adjustable. You can maybe like make it like narrow or wider.
Oh, yeah. The light, the beam of light.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I might have just improved the whole cell phone industry.
I'm guessing a cell phone might be
that's why you're in charge.
Too small to put that kind of light in.
Oh, come on, bro. Don't make excuses.
But I'm just trying to think, why wouldn't they have done that?
True. Because maybe we're the only ones who think it's cool. And by we, I mean me, maybe. I kind of just randomly put you guys in with me on that.
I wouldn't mind a brighter light on my phone. There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
Jay, sometimes I'm in the country.
And I like it that way.
Maybe at the end of the night from a party or something, yes, a wedding.
Yes, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Everybody gets done with all their stuff, and it was all light, and everybody was having a good time. And now you get to where we have to load the stuff in the car or whatever, and it's like, oh, it's country dark.
Right, that's different.
Oh, man, it's country dark out here. We can't see a dang thing.
True.
And our little flashlights.
And there's no moon out.
Yeah, it'll maybe get, you know, enough light to help you, but. No, I'd rather have a big one.
All right. I just put it on the poll. Do you wish your phone flashlight could be brighter? Your options, heck yes or nope. Check it out, Jay and Kevin Show on X or Twitter.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, shut up, Kevin. You're just a hack. You're a no good hack who just rides Jay's coattail.
To your face?
Yeah, on the phone, yeah.
On the phone,
yeah.
Kevin James.
Very shocking. To where you almost laughed and then realized, oh, he's
mad. He was.
I don't remember what I said. I wish I remember what I said.
I do, that's, too.
I probably deserved it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
Okie dokie, Steve, you can kick us off.
I think I feel cheated or
like
I'm missing out on something or I don't know what the deal is. So, at the food drive a few weeks back, Doc G dropped off a little booklet for us to enjoy.
Yeah.
And I looked at it before, and now I'm looking at it again, and I'm still a little lost. So, on the front of this booklet, it says, "What Men Know About Women at This Time."
Mm-hmm.
The Combined Knowledge of Male Authors. Then I flip through the pages. And they're all blank.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Huh.
What's the deal?
What do you know about women?
I mean, this book says it, I guess.
Yep. There's
a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, maybe you should read it again. In your spare time later today. I'd go through every page to make sure you're not missing anything.
You know what? I'll send you the audiobook.
I feel like I've done it.
The audiobook.
Sometimes I have trouble comprehending. So.
Yeah, it's a book on tape, too. It's great.
Yep. I'll send it to you, Steve.
Kevin, thank you for that.
Okay, I need to know what we prefer for Kevin James to do today when I'm in the building for the first time in a while.
Ooh.
Oh. What are our
options?
Do
you want me to... just do a little bit of work, burn out pretty fast, and go home.
Okay.
At least he's honest.
Option one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not push my luck on day one.
I understand
one,
it, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You know?
Ease in, baby.
Or do you want me to do no work, really?
Right.
And just sit in there with Steve and just have fun with you, poke fun at you, just do all the stuff that I do. And then maybe at the end of it, be like, all right, I feel better. You want to go to lunch? And then we'll go to lunch.
Oh. I think that's a Steve thing.
Steve? Or, yeah, this is a Steve decision, 100%.
Right. For sure, yeah.
Well, I'm not the boss.
Or do you want something in between? You please tell me what you want. Well, I know, but you are the boss.
Yeah, you're going to be what it's directed at, so.
Hmm. Well, does the in between involve snacks?
So, like, you could go in, have some jocularity, have some fun, poke some fun, and then somebody goes downstairs to the vending machine, get snacks, come back, and the the jovial attitude continues. Is that what you're thinking, Steve?
Well, yeah, but he has to work like, well, he said a little bit, so a little bit less than a little. And then snacks.
Kevin?
Okay. Snacks talk to me. Less commitment, less commitment than lunch.
That's true, because that could be like an hour That's or good. More.
And then if I do lunch, I have to wait till 1 o'clock when Steve
Oh, Steve
done.
Leaves at one. Yeah, yeah. And that's late.
Sometimes I'll wait around till Steve's done, but yeah. then, I don't know, today I don't, I'm going to be honest.
Do it.
That ain't going to happen.
Okay.
Or another
possibility.
Here's option five, or four, or whatever number we're on. We get food here.
This is like, option three, I think.
Oh, I thought he had, I don't know.
This is a good, Steve, this is a power move by you.
Okay.
Because you know you're talking my language where it's like, oh, I could order some lunch for Steve and I, and then we could just sit here and work, and he would have his food, and I would have some food.
I almost feel like everybody wins.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, Jay, would you join us?
Heck no.
Okay.
Is there anything that sounds good to you?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know, rice cake? Something, rice cake. Something light. I don't want to be weighed down.
What are you?
What are you?
Rice cake.
Final thoughts.
Watching my caloric intakes.
Where do you even get that delivered from?
That would be great. Could you imagine?
What does that even mean?
What a waste of a delivery fee. Could you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, just a rice cake and some carrots. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, here.
Thank you.
Please take it and don't worry about tipping me. This is a great story for my family.
What are you training for, a marathon or what? Maybe. What's happening?
You know, I do the screenshot thing, and we discussed this last week. How I do screenshots to remind me of stuff. And I was looking through them today to see, oh, there's some stories that I need to remember. And instead, I didn't know I did this, but apparently, I told you I was a bit groggy this morning. This is what I screenshot. Can you see that, Kevin?
Oh, I know. The alarm?
Like, what?
Jay, I've done it too many times.
How did I screenshot that? Don't I have to push the buttons on both sides?
Have you ever done your locked phone screen or
that I have done, but I've been aware of it. Apparently when the alarm went off, I was like trying
You're
to reach
a
over.
Groggy.
Yeah, just trying to get it to snooze and instead of that
taking pictures.
A screenshot of it. But at least I know that it went off. And wonder I was like, really? It did go off at 3:45. I don't remember it going back off again until 3:50 or whatever it is, 3:55. So there you go. Screenshot. Accidental screenshot. I'm not ever going to delete that because that's really important that I have that in my camera roll.
Yeah, I got to go through and delete those pretty...
relatively
pretty
frequently. Yeah.
What did we call you? A screenshot pack rat?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
So Jay was?
Yeah, I think that's a fair, it's a fair label. Because I don't ever... I don't remember deleting any of them. But you know what I'm going to do in a long drive this next couple of days? I'm going to delete screenshots. No, I'm not.
No, I was going to say, that is not happening.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okie dokie, that's the show. Got to go. On the way out, though, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. 509-441-0999. We'll take caller 7. Fellas, have a great day.
We will. And you have a great trip to take your son to Arizona.
Yeah, and leave him there. That's what he gets for his attitude. Okay.
Snowbird.
Will has always been a smart little guy, and he is proving it once again. In his early 20s, he's a snowbird.
Yeah. Gosh, dang it. I mean, it really is pretty smart.
It is, and spending all the time on a golf course.
Yeah. There's a couple things in there that are pretty smart.
Yeah, well done.
So, yeah, I guess I'll see you guys next week. The fellas here will have a show tomorrow, including the fact they'll be playing Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye.